What do you think of when you see a heart? Jesus loves us, right there. Good job, Ezra. Jesus loves us. In fact, for God so loved. Yeah, Jesus loves us. What else do you think that, what is, well, let me put it this way. Let's see here. Let's back up a little bit. I'll bet you guys are really good at showing love to people. What are some ways that we can show love to people? What do you think? Or maybe love to God? A heart? What do you, yes, good job. We can show him how we love him by praying. Nice job. What else? What do you guys think? How can we show God our love? Because he died for our sins. Nice job. How do you think we could show our neighbors or our mom and dad or our brothers and sisters that we love them? What do you think? How can we show that? That's a hard question, isn't it? While we're thinking, I brought another heart. They're pretty much the same. I folded two pieces of paper and I cut them out. This one also says, for God so loved. Whoa, there you go. What do you think? Which one? Do you see anything different? What do you think? Is there anything different?
One's like flat and one's like crumpled.
One's nice and flat and one's crumpled up. How do you suppose it got crumpled up? What do you think, James? How did it get crumpled up? Somebody crumpled it up? Do you ever feel like your heart is crumpled?
Yes.
Sometimes when we're sad, sometimes when maybe somebody's mean to us. No. Maybe sometimes when we're mean to somebody else.
Yes.
Or we say something that's not nice. Sometimes we can get a wrinkly heart. Who do you think could take our wrinkly heart and make it all nice? What do you think?
Jesus,
he sure can. Isn't he good at that? He died on a cross for each of us. Yep, he saves us. And he can even help us with these wrinkly things in our hearts. Good job, you guys. Because he lives where?
In our
hearts. He lives in our hearts. Good job. You guys are so smart. And he loves it when we talk to him. Should we do that? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that, Lord, even in the times when our hearts are wrinkly, either because we are hurting or because we've hurt someone else. Lord, we thank you that you forgive us. Help us to forgive others. Help us in the things that we need to be kind with. Lord, help us always to remember that you have forgiven us. We thank you that these kids are here. We thank you that they know you, and especially that you know them and have forgiven them as they grow bigger and taller. Help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith. We pray these things trusting in you. In Jesus' name. Amen.